It's two pieces of wood joined together to make like this L from the wood. That was the second thing he put on the table in front of you. And then he took out two nails out of the brown paper bag and put that in front of you so that you have the hammer, this L-shaped corner of whatever that represents, and two nails. If it's for you, it's for you. You're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know what it means. And I'm going to stop there for right now. But I need you to activate your spiritual sight to see what it is he's putting in front of you at the table. That's if you chose to sit. And whatever it is, he's freely giving that to you now. There's nothing for you to strive for. This is the rest of the Lord. When you're in a place of rest, God brings to you what he has promised. He brings to you what he has promised. And all you have to do is receive it. Receive it.
altar where your fire falls. Make my heart a cathedral. Like Elijah in the cave, we've come to see your glory, Lord. Oh, we want to see your face, to give you all the honor, or to give you all the praise, that our hearts may become your resting. Oh, you say that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, what a mystery that I'm your dwelling place. So let your glory come and fill this place. Let your glory come and fill this. Let your glory come, come and fill this place. Let your glory come and fill this place.
There's no need to run, there's no need to hide, when the Father's arms are open wide. He rescued me from the shame inside, and now I have found. safe in the covering of the Lord. I have found peace and rest for my soul. It is here that I know my confidence is sure. I am safe in the covering of the Lord. I am safe.
I'm chuckling because that song just gave me revelation to one of the things that I saw the angel bring to the table for someone. It was a very large object that was covered with like a cloth, for lack of a better way of describing it. You know, when a magician comes out on stage with a cage and it's covered with this fabric, and then they remove the fabric to reveal what's under it. That's how there was this cloth covering this giant object, which they rolled in and pushed up next to the table with someone sitting there. And when they took the cloth off, it was a safe. Like, imagine a house safe with a combination lock. Not big giant vault in a bank. A house safe, because it was one of those where, you know, it has the knob and you have to twist it right to get the proper combination to get the safe to open. So imagine that the safe is so big that when the person puts the combination in, they are able to walk into the safe. It's a safe. It's not the vault in a bank. That's why I was like, what is that? And so the song is bringing clarity for me on that, is that this is the safe place of the Lord that this person will enter into. This is like the secret place, but it's a, like the word says, a secret place that only you have the combination to enter. Then when you walked into the safe, you're now inside the safe. Within the safe was another safe. And then it is in that safe, when the person opened the combination on that one, that they were able to access what God had for them. And I just felt it was like a double layer of protection and safety over the promises of God on your life. That's what it was. It's the security of your secret place, but it's within the secret place that you're being given this promise that he has for you, that he is telling you right now, it's safe. It is secure. This thing is under lock and key. Nobody is going to be able to access that. Thank you, Jesus. It's sure. This is why you need rest to sit down and understand that in the right moment, the angels are going to roll the safe into the table and you are going to walk up, open the combination lock, which you already know how to enter and access your secret place. And in there is what the Lord has promised you. So the angels will deliver it to you. So that was one. And then I saw it was like three different people, and you had the crown of thorns. You know, the crown of thorns that Jesus wore on the cross on your head, which tells me that this is some kind of a oppression or something that you need to be delivered from. You know what it is. It's something that has been on your life that you need to have deliverance from. And I saw the Lord walk behind you as you're sitting on the table. And he took his hand and he picked that crown up off of your head and put it down. And it was like he was really the only person who could have done that for you. He is going to take that crown, that oppressive crown that is upon your head, the affliction, the thing you need to be delivered from, this oppression, what you have been plagued with for years, that no one, no minister, nobody could ever pray it off of you. God himself is going to remove that from your head. Hallelujah. And it wasn't one person. I saw three different people. Not necessarily the same thing, but you were in need of deliverance from something. And so just thank the Lord. If any one of these resonated with your spirit, like it's for you, just thank the Lord for it and sit in the rest with that, that this is coming to you. God, the only one of this that I saw where you needed to actively participate was the one with the health, because I saw the treadmill and the muscles on this person's body. You have to participate in that by working out and lifting weights to get into that. But there is a grace upon you for that, that health and restoration and healing in your body. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for this and more. Okay, now I'm seeing a 18-wheeler tractor trailer pulling up. Oh, Sarasian de Yadrabasia. And on the side of the trailer, it says glory. Hallelujah. And the Lord is going to release his glory upon your life. God. He's going to release his glory upon your life. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so we're going into the final song now. God keeps bringing something back to me, so I figure I need to say it and be specific because I keep seeing it. The first one, when I said that I saw someone getting a car, I keep seeing the car again, and I think it's because I need to specify the color of the car. It's red. But then I also saw a blue pickup truck. I don't know if this is the same person or if this is two different people. There is a red car. And there is a blue pickup truck. For the tractor trailer with the glory on the side of it, when the back of the tractor trailer opened, the glory of the Lord, like the glory cloud, was billowing out of the tractor trailer. And it was engulfing the table, this cloud of glory. So I believe that this is something you can ask the Lord for, his glory. In your home, for you to experience the glory of the Lord in your home. This is so exciting. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so we're going to go to the final song now before we close off.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved that you came to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
so beautiful, so kind and lovely, isn't he? Isn't he beyond compare? A treasure rich and rare, marvelous and holy, isn't he? Isn't he so wonderful?
Yes, you alone be glorified and praised, and you alone be honored and adored, and you alone be glorified and praised, yeah. And you alone will reign forevermore, and you
into you.